and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
This Newsmaker brought to you by F&F Feeds, with a second location now north of Olpe on Highway 99, your local Golden Harvest corn and soybean seed advisor.
F&F Feeds of Emporia has expanded to better serve Lyon and the neighboring county's agricultural community. Their second location, north of Olpe on 99 Highway, allows them to better support the area's feed, fertilizer, chemical, and seed needs. Contact Derek Bam, your local Golden Harvest corn and soybean seed advisor, at 620-343-7155 to see how he and the F&F team can help you. F&F Feeds, proudly serving the greater Lyon County area's agricultural needs.
KVOA, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, 17th of February, 54 degrees on our way to a windy 73 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Shelley Lutz and Meredith Wagner as we preview the 2026 Polar Plunge that is coming up this weekend. Shelley, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Doing good. Good morning, Meredith.
Good morning, Ron and Chuck.
I would ask how things are going, but I know things are going pretty well for both of you. And Meredith, I wanted to just kind of get your thoughts here, because we'll talk schedule here in just a little bit, but your thoughts here about Polar Plunge and what it's meant for your family here as we get ahead and close to Polar Plunge itself.
Yeah, I mean, the benefits of the Polar Plunge are huge to all the families. The funds that these events raise across the state pay for travel expenses, lodging, meals for all the athletes when they go to area and state athletic events, and so the impact is huge.
How about you, Shelley? What's your thoughts here about what involvement in Polar Plunge has meant for you and your family?
Oh, as I've always said, it's a family event for us. We're all involved in one way or another, between plunging or committee, or my son being a professional athlete that gets to benefit from this. Because it's Special Olympics, those athletes are made to feel like rock stars, and they are rock stars. And it's just such a good feeling to see them take pride, and the city take pride in our athletes.
Well, it's always a big day, a big event. It's the biggest fundraiser for Special Olympics here during the year. It's the Polar Plunge here in Emporia, Mouse Lake, and it is just about here, coming up this Saturday, February 21st. So, Meredith, let's talk about the lineup and when things will all get started this Saturday morning.
Okay, so Shelley and I will be at the Senior Center with registration from 8:30 to 10:30. And then we'll move over to Mouse Lake. Costume judging, I believe, starts a little after 11, and the plunge actually starts at 11:30.
Pretty easy enough. Shelley, talk a little bit about some of the other related activities that will be taking place. One of the things that comes to my mind is Pluck a Duck and maybe the Chicken Coop, if you want to attend, but you just don't want to be part of the actual plunging in.
Okay, well, the Pluck-A-Duck is a 50-50 drawing, and you can buy one duck for $5, or you can pick up a quack pack for $25, $6, one duck for free. That's always been a great turnout, and 50% will go directly to Special Olympics, and 50%, of course, will go to the winner or the duck that's drawn. And we'll have volunteers and probably neon-colored shirts walking around selling those at both the Senior Center at the site that day.
Did Shelley cut out there? I think she was about ready to get into the chicken coop part of things. Are you there, Shelley?
I'm here. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Chicken coop. Well, you know, some of us just don't want to get in that cold water, but we still want to do our part and help raise money for Special Olympics. And so they're the chickens, and they still raise money, and they still take part, and they love to watch it, but for various reasons, sometimes they can't plunge. And so we appreciate all the people who participate. Right now, we have over 50 plungers and teams signed up. Pretty excited.
Yeah. That's a good number. Can they still get registered online, and can they register the day of, Meredith?
Yeah, so they can register online at www.plungeks.org. And if they don't have the opportunity to get registered before Saturday, they can come and see Shelly and I between 8:30 and 10:30 at the Emporia Senior Center, and we can get them registered then.
So how much does it cost to plunge?
$100.
Okay.
Flat $100. Meredith, where does the money go when it comes to either the Polar Plunge itself or some of the other related activities?
Yeah, so the money goes back to the teams and to Kansas Special Olympics, again, to help fund the expenses from state and area events that they have. So those travel expenses, lodging, meals, that's where the funds go back to.
Shelley, I'm going to ask, because I know you mentioned here about the event itself specifically, kind of making the Special Olympians feel like rock stars. But what has Special Olympics meant for your family aside from Polar Plunge?
At what point?
Yeah, what is the involvement in Special Olympics really meant for you and your family, and how your family has been able to come together here as part of Special Olympics?
Special Olympics has done so much for our family. We've been involved for about a decade now, a little over a decade. It not only gives my son a social outlet, both my daughters have taken small leadership roles. My husband and I help coach. And it really is, like I've said before, it's a family affair. And it's a day, or all the activities are days that, my son can shine, and sometimes he doesn't shine as bright as the other stars, but he's always a star.
Well, we certainly invite the community and everybody in the area to be a part of a great event coming up this Saturday, Mouse Lake. Plunge time is 11:30, but as Meredith and Shelley have told us, registration starts earlier after 8 o'clock in the morning at the Emporia Senior Center. It is a great spectator sport, too. It's a lot of fun to watch. All these people get out and see some outstanding facial expressions when they come out of the icy water and hit land after polar plunging to benefit Special Olympics. So, again, register at plungeks.org or the morning of at the Emporia Senior Center. Meredith, anything else we need to add here?
I did hear that there's a chance of snow overnight, Friday night into Saturday morning, and it's going to cool off. So that should add to the ambiance of the event. So I do encourage everybody, even if you choose not to plunge or be a chicken, just come out and cheer on all the plungers and enjoy the morning.
Nothing wrong with injecting a little polar into the activity.
Agreed.
Coming up Saturday. All right, Meredith, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to seeing you Saturday.
All right, Shelley, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Have a great day. Shelley Lutz and Meredith Wagner joining us. Polar Plunge this Saturday morning, Mouse Lake off Topeka Street in Emporia here.
Yep, and don't forget, we will be broadcasting live well ahead of Polar Plunge activities, which will be taking...